On Tuesday, March 2nd, two people were arrested at the Senex Slocan Prairie Ridge Cultural Camp in the Slocan Valley in British Columbia. Senex spokesperson Marilyn James and Senex media liaison Dennis Sorelli were arrested after refusing to comply with a court injunction granted to Galena Contractors of Nicusp, BC. Galena received a contract from BC Timber Sales permitting them to extend a forest service road at Prairie Ridge and harvest 5,000 cubic meters of wood. In the summer of 2013, Senex Nation initiated the Senex Slocan Prairie Ridge Cultural Camp on their ancestral lands in southeastern BC. Prairie Ridge is culturally significant to the Senex people because it is one of the last intact alpine wetlands within the Slocan Valley, which for thousands of years was used and is still used by the Senex in continuation of their cultural practices. Reporter Greg Nesteroff spoke with Marilyn James in front of the Nelson, BC courthouse the day the injunction was extended. James stated that she would go back to the camp the following day, even though she was aware she'd likely be arrested.
We're actually standing in a very lawful place. I'm a Senex woman within Senex territory, acting upon my responsibilities within Senex society. And as a Senex person, I have to uphold what I am told to do and what are my responsibilities to my society.
James said she would stand on the logging road to protect Senex cultural laws and practices in spite of the risk.
I breathe culture. I inhale it, I exhale it. I live it. That's why it's important. If I couldn't practice my culture, I would cease being a human being.
Marilyn James and Dennis Sorelli are expected back in court to answer to charges of contempt on March 17th. Stay tuned for an update on Groundwire.